This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called How God Turns Setbacks into Comebacks. We're so glad that you've joined us today. Now, if you know someone who needs some encouragement right now, be sure to invite them with a text or a phone call to listen along with you. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get a very special set of Bible scripture cards, hand-selected by Pastor Rick to bolster your sense of gratitude and increase your happiness. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. If you want, you can just text the word HOPE to 800-600-5004 for more information. That's the word HOPE to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called When Others Keep Setting You Back.
Joseph said to the king's wine steward, "When you are freed from prison and you are restored to your position with Pharaoh, please show kindness to me," because he had shown kindness to this guy, "please show kindness to me and remember to mention me to the king, so I too can get out of this prison. I was forcibly kidnapped from my homeland, and now I'm stuck in this prison, even though I've done nothing to deserve this." But the wine steward never gave Joseph another thought. He forgot all about him. Now, that's the kicker. He just totally forgets. So Joseph is left to rot in prison, even after he's helped a guy he didn't need to help. But this guy forgets him. You have helped people in your life, and they've forgotten that. And when you needed help, they didn't help you back. One setback after another. I'm sure you've identified with one or more of these seven setbacks. Most of these, and all of them combined, would have made anybody probably just give up. But Joseph didn't give up on his dream. God had told him he was going to do great things with his life. God had told him he was going to make a difference with his life. And he just kept on keeping on. What made Joseph so resilient? What kept him going? How did he not give up for the comeback? Well, he did three things. I can share them with you really fast. Write these down, because these are the three things you need to do. No matter what life throws at you, which of these seven setbacks we've looked at in Joseph's life or any of the others we've looked at in the previous weeks, Joseph did three things that kept him going, that kept him resilient, that kept him keeping on until God turned the tide and brought him to the top position. Number one, here's the first thing that made him resilient. Joseph depended on God's presence no matter where he was. He depended on God's presence no matter where he was. You know, there's a phrase that's used in the story of Joseph five times. Now, anytime something is said five times in scripture, God is saying, I want you to get the point here. And the thing that's used five times, it says, and the Lord was with Joseph. And the Lord was with Joseph. It says it five times. Now, I want you to notice that no matter what the setback was, God was with Joseph in that setback. First, God was with Joseph when they threw him in the pit. And God was with Joseph when they sold him to the traitors. The Bible tells us this. Acts 7, verse 9 says this. Jacob's sons became jealous of their brother Joseph, and they sold him to be a slave in Egypt. But, notice this, the Lord was with Joseph and brought him safely through all his troubles. Now look at that verse for just a minute. Brought him safely through all his troubles. It doesn't say spared him of his troubles. It says it brought him safely through. Circle the word safely. When you have God's presence in your life, it doesn't mean God's going to spare you troubles. It means God's going to bring you safely through. God could not spare Joseph of these troubles and get him to Egypt and bring him to eventually where he'd be second in command under Pharaoh. So Joseph had to go through these setbacks in order to have this big comeback, but he got him safely through it. I don't know what you're going through right now, but you're going through it. God could have taken you around it. God could have kept you out of it, but he's going to take you through it. He'll bring you safely through it. Why? Because God is with you. He was with Joseph in the pit. He's with you in the pit of despair, the pit of rejection.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Do you want to be happier, healthier, and more resistant to stress? Then you need to develop an attitude of gratitude. In fact, the Bible says we're to rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances. But it can often be difficult to feel grateful. So to help you, Pastor Rick hand-selected 52 verses to bolster your sense of gratitude and increase your happiness. This set of beautifully designed cards will help you memorize scripture so you can recall God's word when you need it the most. You can also use them to minister to others. Give one to a friend and write a personalized note of encouragement on the back. If a scripture really speaks to you, frame it. Put them in places where you can read them during the day for encouragement. And today, when you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the hope of Jesus to a world in need, we'll send you the gratitude scripture card set to say thanks. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. Thank you so much for your support. And don't forget to let us know which radio station you heard us on. Today is the last day to get this great resource, so don't wait.
And now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the second half of today's lesson.
I don't know what you're going through right now, but you're going through it. God could have taken you around it. God could have kept you out of it, but he's going to take you through it. He'll bring you safely through it. Why? Because God is with you. He was with Joseph in the pit. He's with you in the pit of despair, the pit of rejection. Then notice, second time the phrase is used, God was with Joseph when he sold to be a slave to Potiphar. Genesis 39, 1 and 2. Now when the slave traders arrived in Egypt, they sold Joseph to a man named Potiphar, who was one of Pharaoh's officials and a captain of the palace guard. This is a highly placed man. The Lord was with Joseph, so he became a successful man. Notice that. The Lord was with Joseph, so he became a successful man. He lived and served where? In the home of Egyptian master. Now notice, he could have been sold as a slave to anybody, but God engineered the fact that he sold as a slave to a guy who was the head of the palace guard in the palace of Pharaoh. He's living in Potiphar's palazzo, okay? He's not living in a shack. He's so successful as a slave. Why? Because the Lord was with him, and God was watching him. So he was watching him in the pit. He's watching him in the palazzo. He's with him all the time. Then number three, God was with Joseph when Potiphar promoted him from being a slave to his personal aide. Verses 3-5, Potiphar realized that the Lord was with Joseph. Notice, a non-believer realizes. Potiphar realized that the Lord was with Joseph. This is the third time this phrase is used. And that the Lord was making him successful in everything he did. Well, Potiphar's a smart guy. He goes, God's blessing this guy. I want this guy on my team. So Potiphar was very happy with Joseph's work. And he made him to be his personal aide. And he put Joseph in charge of everything in his home, and trusting him with everything he owned. That's not slave work, friends. Then God blessed everyone working in Potiphar's household because of Joseph. Question, is God blessing everybody at your workplace because of you? God blessed everybody working in Potiphar's household because of Joseph. And God blessed everything that belonged to Potiphar too. Potiphar wasn't even a believer, but God blessed Potiphar's business because he had a believer working for him, and Joseph was a man of integrity. God was with him in the pit. God was with him in the home, in the palazzo. God was with him in the work. Now next, God is with Joseph when he's falsely accused. He goes, well, how could he? Then why was he falsely accused? The Bible says, in the world you'll have tribulation, and Joseph is put in jail for a crime he didn't commit. God was still with him there. Just as he was with him in the pit, he's now with him in the prison. Verse 20-22, Joseph was thrown into prison where all the king's prisoners were held. But even there, notice, the Lord was with Joseph. This is a fourth time, even in the prison, the Lord was with Joseph. and caused the prison warden to like Joseph. And before long, the jailer put Joseph in charge of all the other prisoners and over everything that happened in the prison. The guy can't do anything wrong in this situation. He's in prison, but God's blessing him. Now finally, while he's in prison, God blessed Joseph there too. He quickly rises to prominence for his credibility, his character, God's blessing on his life. And in verse 23, it says, the jailer did not have to worry about anything, for Joseph was responsible, did not have to worry about anything for which Joseph was responsible for, because the Lord was with him. The Lord was with Joseph, and whatever he did was blessed. And God made him succeed in everything he did. Now, let me say right here, if you're a businessman, you need to go study all those five verses. Because notice how many times success is mentioned. He was successful in everything he did. He was blessed. He was kept safely. Why? Because the Lord was with him. Here's the point. No matter where Joseph was, in the pit, on the path to Egypt, Potiphar's palazzo, in the prison, or eventually he ends up in Pharaoh's palace, God was always with Joseph. He's with Joseph in the good times and the bad times, in the setbacks and in the comebacks. Sometimes we only think God is with us in the comebacks, but there was no time when God was absent in Joseph's life. Joseph knew that, and he depended on it. That's true of you, too. God is never away from you. He's never left you. He's never abandoned you. He's been there all the time, even when you didn't feel his presence. When you were worried, God was there. When you were fearful, God was there. You just didn't recognize it. When you were exhausted, God was there. When you're depressed, God is near. When you're scared to death, when you're lonely, God is near. In despair, he was there. What am I saying? Setbacks cannot keep God back from you. The key is to tune into his presence. Focus and feel his presence. And when you can't feel it, you still rely on it anyway, you trust in it anyway, even then. And you say to yourself, I am not alone. I am not alone. God is with me. I am not alone. And when you realize that God is with you all the time, you can handle any setback. Joseph had one setback after another, but he said, I am not alone. God is with me. Number two, he not only depended on God's presence, he depended on God's plan and God's promise. He depended on God's plan and promise no matter how long it took. God had given Joseph a dream as a young man of what he was going to do in his life, and he never lost that dream. At the climax of the story, when Joseph, through a whole series of circumstances, ends up being raised up to be second in command, only Pharaoh has greater command in Egypt. He's not even Egyptian, and he's the second most powerful man in Egypt, and he saves the country from famine because of his smart management. And the brothers actually have to come down from Israel to get grain because they're hungry. They don't even know that Joseph's alive. And they don't even recognize him when they see him. And in a powerful encounter, you're going to want to read this story. It's too long for me to tell you. But at the climax of the story, when Joseph gets to confront his brothers, when they come to buy grain in Egypt, Joseph says this to them, "Don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? You intended to harm me." Yes, in the pit, in the prison, in selling me off. You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. That's a verse you should memorize, Genesis 50:20. They intended it for bad, but God intended it for good. You know all the setbacks you've had in your life, of rejection, of pain, of problems, of sorrow, of grief. They intended it for bad, but God intended it for good. It's not a setback. It's a stepping stone to get you where God wants you to be. Think about that. Joseph depended on God's presence. I'm not alone. He depended on God's plan and promise. God has a dream for my life, and I'm not giving up. No matter what the setback is, he's just getting me in the position for it. And number three, he depended on God's help in every challenge. Time and time again, in each one of the setbacks, he faced a new challenge that was way beyond his ability. But he trusted God to give him the help he needed. At one point, Pharaoh has a dream that he can't interpret. And his wine steward suddenly remembers there was a guy in prison who knows how to interpret dreams. And he calls and he says, that guy might be able to help you. And the Pharaoh has Joseph brought out of prison. And in Genesis 41, verse 15 and 16, the king said to Joseph, I've had a dream, and no one can explain it, and I've been told that you can interpret dreams. And Joseph answered the king, said, I'm not able to do this, but God can. I can't explain the meaning of dreams, but God will do this for the king. And he did explain it. And he's raised up, and he's hired by Pharaoh, and he becomes second in command, and he becomes over all of Egypt. And in verse 41, we see the great comeback of all time, verses 39 and 44. And as they discussed who should be appointed for the job that Pharaoh had, Pharaoh said, who could do a better job than Joseph? For he is a man who is obviously filled with the Spirit of God. I want people to be able to say that about you. You are obviously filled with the Spirit of God. And the king said to Joseph, it's obvious that you have greater wisdom and insight than anybody else. So I'm putting you in charge of my country. Did you get that? And all my people will obey your orders. And your authority will be second only to mine. And I will now appoint you governor over all of Egypt. And the king removed from his finger the ring engraved with the royal seal and put it on Joseph's finger. And he put a fine linen robe on him, and he placed gold and chain around his neck. And the king said to him, I am the king. But I say this, no one in all of Egypt shall so much as lift a hand or foot without your permission. That's going from the pit to the ultimate power. That's an incredible comeback. Now, I don't know what setbacks you've gone through in life. I don't know which ones you're going through right now, but I want to ask you three questions. Will you depend on God's presence no matter where you are? Will you, like Joseph, depend on God's presence no matter where you are? Whether it's the pit or the palazzo or the prison or the palace. Will you depend on God's plan and promise for your life no matter how long it takes? And see those setbacks as stepping stones? Will you depend on God's help when you face every setback? Let's bow for prayer. Father, help us to see setbacks as stepping stones. Help us to realize that we can't see the end of our lives, but you can, and that how you take even the painful, even the harmful, even the hurtful, and you can even use that for good in our lives. And that every setback can actually be a stepping stone to getting where you want to get us to be and put us in the position for the blessing you have in store for us. Lord, we realize that even that Joseph's dysfunctional family, the favoritism that his parents showed and the sibling rivalry and all of the messed up relationships in that family were part of the plan. That in even all of that pain, it eventually got him to Egypt. And he got raised up to be second in command and saved that nation and saved Israel. And there are the Jewish nation today because of that. Help us to realize that we can't see the end of our lives. We can't see what you're doing. Help us to trust you with the pieces of our lives and to realize that setbacks can be stepping stones. Now you pray. Say, Jesus Christ, come into every area of my life. I give you all the parts of the puzzle that I don't understand, and I want to trust you. Say this, Jesus Christ, I want to depend on your presence. And even when I can't feel it, help me to realize that you are always with me. I'm never alone. That I will never be abandoned by you. And no matter how long it takes, help me to trust your plan, trust your promises, trust your purpose in my life, that you have a good plan for my life. And that when other people mean it for bad, you mean it for good. And that you're bigger than the problems. That you never waste a hurt. That they're all part of the stepping stones to get me where you want me to be. And then, Lord, help me to trust you to help. And give me the strength and the power and the challenges that I can't face, whether they're in the pit of rejection or in the problems of being falsely accused, or when I am imprisoned, or when I am doing work that I don't like to do, or all of the different things that Joseph experienced. Help me to trust you this next week with your purpose and your plan and your promises, and to trust you with your power in my life and your presence in my life. Jesus Christ, I give myself completely to you, and I pray this in your name. Amen. Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, rick@pastorrick.com, and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus, and I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. If you'd like to receive hope and encouragement every day delivered right to your inbox, then sign up for Rick's free daily devotional by going to PastorRick.com right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, experts have discovered that an attitude of gratitude bolsters your health and happiness. That's why Pastor Rick created a special set of 52 scripture cards to help bolster your sense of gratitude so you can experience the life God meant for you to live. Here's Rick to tell you more.
Friends, one of the most powerful ways you can transform your spiritual life is to memorize scripture. God tells us in Proverbs 7, verse 2, guard my words as your most precious possession. Write them down and also keep them deep within your heart. Now, you may not think you've got a good memory, but the truth is we all remember what's important to us. For instance, you remember phone numbers and dates that you care about. I've heard people say they can't memorize anything, yet they can quote a song lyrics from their childhood, or they can rattle off a statistic for their favorite baseball player. You see, memory is a skill that you can learn, and it's also a muscle that you can strengthen. In fact, study after study has shown that memorizing scripture will cause your brain to have a stronger memory in other areas too. So when you memorize scripture, you're actually benefiting a lot of other areas in your life. Now, here's how I want to help you memorize God's Word. We've put together a new packet, a new set of cards with verses from the Bible for you to memorize. And these are good, easily memorizable verses. And you can put these cards around your house, or you can put them on your refrigerator, or, you know, tape them to the mirror where you brush your teeth, or you can put them by your bed, or in your car, in the visor. It doesn't really matter, but they're very beautiful, and they will keep these Bible verses, God's Word, before you every day, helping you to memorize the Word of God. I hope you'll take advantage of this new resource.
This set of beautifully designed cards will help you memorize Scripture so you can recall God's Word when you need it the most. You can also use them to minister to others, give one to a friend, and write a personalized note of encouragement on the back. If a Scripture really speaks to you, frame it. Put them in places where you can read them during the day for encouragement. And today, when you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the hope of Jesus to a world in need, we'll send you the Gratitude Scripture Card set to say thanks. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy. Or you can just call 800-600-5004. Today is the last day to get this great resource, so don't wait. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. Thanks so much for your support. And don't forget to let us know which radio station you heard us on. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.